USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is suspending her presidential campaign. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton reacts to her decision.
Well, she brought a unique and distinct voice to this field, there's no question. But one thing that we hear across the country from literally every Democrat is we've got to get together to unify to beat Donald Trump.
Moulton already endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden. Warren has not finished above third place in any of the states voting so far, and she finished third in her home state of Massachusetts on Tuesday. In the race to control the coronavirus, an emergency spending bill is headed to President Trump's desk. The Senate passed an $8.3 billion package. Nearly all of it will go to agencies dealing with the deadly disease. The CDC will get a chunk for prevention, along with some to develop vaccines and testing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A dip in first-time unemployment claims. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the numbers.
The Labor Department's latest report says around 216,000 American workers did file first-time jobless claims last week. That's a decrease of about 3,000 from the previous week. The largest increases in initial claims were seen in Massachusetts, Illinois, and Rhode Island. The largest decreases in claims in California, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the State Department remains actively involved in the Trump administration's response to the growing coronavirus threat.
The State Department has implemented aggressive travel restrictions, updated travel advisories, and worked with the private sector to ensure U.S. citizens and travelers are informed and safe. And as I said in my last press briefing, we're helping other countries keep their people safe, too.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As tax season is in full swing, attorney generals across the nation are warning people to be careful of potential scams. Scam artists often try to impersonate someone who you would trust when they're most interested in getting your personal information, like a social security number or access to your money. Now, when it comes to doing your taxes, I had a chance to catch up with Paul Schwartz. He's an accountant with Hoffman & Company, and he tells everyone that they should not be going for that big refund. Instead, you should be making sure you're claiming the right deductions.
You really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund. We feel that big refunds are basically allowing the government to hold on to your money.
Host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek, has a message for all his fans. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Hi, everyone. If you've got a minute, I'd like to bring you up to date on my health situation.
It's been a year since Jeopardy's Alex Trebek told the world he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He checks in with all of his millions of fans, updating us on his fight against the disease.
The one-year survival rate for stage 4 pancreatic cancer patients is 18%. I'm very happy to report I have just reached that marker.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.